Hello and welcome to the second Dorktowns.com podcast. Today we start off with Baby Yui and the Babysitters and Monkey Man.
Monkey Man!
Next up is Del Shannon. Del Shannon is to me one of the most underrated artists. I always thought he drank himself to death, but it seems he shot himself with a .22 caliber rifle in 1990. And most people only remember him from his big hit Runaway, but he made a few very good albums. One of them was recorded in 1967. It was produced by Bob Seger and was called The Further Adventures of Charles Westover. And Charles Westover was Del Shannon's real name. The first track on the album is called Thinking It Over.
Don't you know you better find someone to love you? Someone that's gonna paint rainbows above you. We've been you better find someone to love you.
so I guess I'll pass this time.
In case you were wondering what the hell you're listening to, this is the Dorktones Selection, a podcast made by me. I'm a member of the Dorktones. You can read about us on www.dorktones.com. And the main purpose of the show is just to let people out there know that there is more music than Britney Spears or U2. And if you listen to the first podcast, you might remember that I said I was going to play a Frank Zappa tune every time, just because he deserves it. So here's our second Frank Zappa tune. This time it's from a bootleg, so the sound quality will be rather bad. This was recorded in 1969 in Toronto. It's an instrumental called Interlude, and it was never released on album, but he did use some elements of it in other songs. And again, don't listen to the sound quality, just listen to the song. Thank you. next time some more Frank Zappa. And remember, if it ain't Dutch, it ain't much. Here are the shoes and na na na. That guy should definitely go see a doctor. With the Dorktowns, we recently started playing a song called Soapy. We found it on an album by The Liars, an 80s garage band. And about a year ago, I discovered the original version by Mickey and the Clean Cuts. And this can easily be classified under fret rock.
Yeah.
recorded this, so this doesn't count for our weekly feature, Songs We Taught the Duratones. So we might as well do that now. Here are the Bad Boys and I Told You So. was Ozzy Torrence and his exciting orchestra, and exciting it was. Before the Bee Gees got castrated somewhere during the 1970s, they made beat music on their first album is a song that reminds me slightly of those four guys from Liverpool. Say Taxman? Well, normally we would have given you our weekly interview with our bass player now, but he's away on a business trip and he's in San Francisco and the time difference is too big to call him. But he's probably having loads of fun right now bashing up some hippies on Haight-Ashbury. And we will be calling him next time. And these are the Solar Flares, one of my favorite bands. They evolved from the ashes of the Prisoners and the Dagger Men. And they are the living proof that good music is still being made these days. The song is called Feet the Wrong Way Round. as I said, the Solar Flares, they evolved from two bands. One of them is called The Prisoners, and they became a big cult band. Everybody's still talking about them these days. But the other band, The Daggermen, nobody talks about them anymore. Although they made one very good record. It was called Dagger in My Mind. From that album, this is What I Do For You.
My baby lives all alone, and I don't see her. There's something wrong. What I do to please her, baby, you know what I would do for you. So lonely, so long ago, before that I met you, I was so sad to know. But now that I found you, baby, you know what I would do for you. In your own little world now, you could have anyone now. You're so young and so pretty, everyone wants you. But in time you find it that all the love you were losing, it never will be returning. And then you're out on your own, my baby, lives all alone. Saying, is something wrong? What I do to please her, baby, you know what I would do for you. In your own little world now, you can hurt anyone now. You're so young and so pretty, everyone wants you. But in the time you were changing, and all the love you were losing, it never will be returning. And then you're out on your own, yeah.
When Don Coverley had success with his song Mercy Mercy, he must have thought, I can do that again. And he could.
Come back and take this hurt off me.
Baby, After Van Morrison had split up with them, them split up in two other groups. One of them was called the Belfast Gypsies, and the other were continuing under the name Them, and they moved to Texas and made some garage music.
Have your dirty magazines and online movie shows. Tell me what them girls are like, I already know. Just sell it to the others. I know just what you need, cause I'm a dirty old man at the age of 16. Life has always been my playground, although it might seem strange. Sit now in my ways, I'm not about to change. So if you plan on changing me, think I'm me, cause I'm a dirty old man at the age of 16. Don't misunderstand me, I know the mistakes I've made. I've got my bag of candy and I'm going out of trade. You're saying I'm outrageous, you're calling me obscene. I'm a dirty old man at the age of 16. Dig this, baby. You go through life frustrated, baby, trying so hard to be so good. But out here stinking like these, yeah, doing things I never should. You say I'm outrageous, yeah, and you're calling me obscene. I'm a dirty old man.
You can still hear the chorus to Gloria over there. And now the Count Five, another garage band. The song is called You Must Believe Me.
Time.
I promise I'm gonna play you the original from this one one day or another, because this is a cover version of a soul song, but that one has a different title. And so we've come to our last song already on this most boring show ever. We're gonna leave you this time with James and Bobby Purify, known for their song I'm Your Puppet. This one's called Untie Me. Goodbye.